Good morning, I'm Graham. I'm going to present morning music. I'll be playing some beat records that I hope you'll enjoy. They'll demonstrate, or many of them will demonstrate, that good old songs live forever. I'll be playing recordings by people such as Johnny Mathis, Andy Russell, Sarah Vaughan, Burl Ives, remember Burl Ives, Dinah Washington, Johnny Ray and others.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill.
Mathis was accompanied by the orchestra of Ray Conniff in that recording of Wonderful, Wonderful, atop the Australian charts in 1957. It was written by Sherman Edwards and Ben Raleigh. Today's the anniversary of the birth of the American songwriter Ben Raleigh. He also wrote this one.
Crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with my someone new. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. They see me night and daytime, having such a gay time. They don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows. Cry, my eyes since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside and crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. Darling, can't we make up ever since our breakup? Make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside and crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with.
Laughing on the Outside, a popular song from 1946. In fact, a recording of that song by Dinah Shore reached the top of the Australian hit parades in 1946. That recording you heard was Andy Russell singing with the orchestra of Paul Weston, written by Ben Raleigh and Bernie Wayne.
I seek without books, all other outlooks are tame. It's love I'm after. I don't want to be a millionaire. The only thing on earth for which I care is love. Oh, love and laughter. I'd give everything that I possess. The perfect synonym for happiness is love. Rich men, poor men, beggar men, thieves feel the way I do, because each one of them believes he'll find somebody like you. It's love I'm after. It may make me rise or make me fall, but it's love I'm after, after all.
It's love I'm after. You don't have to be a millionaire. The only thing on earth for which I care.
Rich men, poor men, beggar men, thieves feel the way I do, because each one of them believes he'll find somebody like you. It's love I'm after. It may make me rise or make me fall, but it's love I'm after. After all.
You just heard two songs for which the music was written by American songwriter Lou Pollack. In 1914, he wrote the music for That's a Plenty. I played a recording of that by the British band of Lou Stone. And then It's Love I'm After, written by Lou Pollack, for a 1936 motion picture which starred Betty Grable and Johnny Downs, and they were the singers in that recording of It's Love I'm After.
And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near.
never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Remember Burl Ives, the American singer? He began his career as a folk singer, but then crossed over into the more popular genre and had a lot of hits from the late 1940s to the 1960s. In 1947, Burl Ives was a guest on Bing Crosby's radio program, and this is one of the things that occurred.
Say, Burl! As long as this is Philco Week and we're both Philco lads, why don't we stop this chatter and serenade the folks with a couple of those fine tunes that you do so well on your own show?
Okay, Bing, how about a little blue-tailed fly?
This man will eat anything.
Clifton.
Oh, I see.
Come on, Burl, let's hit something, will you?
Well, just a minute, Bing. Let me get my guitar in position.
Okay, here. You single trace it for a spell, and I'll come in and double harness with you right to the finale.
If I enjoy this, I'll never forgive myself.
Remember sweet Betsy from Pike, crossed the big mountain with her lover Ike, with two yoke of oxen, a big yaller dog, a tall Shanghai rooster, and one spotted hog. Hoodalang fall de dido, hoodalang fall de day. They soon reached the desert where Betsy give out. Down on the sand she lay rolling about. Ike gazed at her with sobs and with sighs. Quoth he, "Get up, Betsy, you get sand in your eyes." Hoodalang fall de dido, hoodalang fall de day. The Shanghai ran off and the cattle all died.
The last piece of bacon that morning was fried.
Ike got discouraged and Betsy got mad.
The dog wagged its tail and looked wonderfully sad.
Hoodalang fall de dido, hoodalang fall de day. Long Ike and sweet Betsy attended a dance. Ike wore a pair of his Pike County pants.
Sweet Betsy was dressed up in ribbons and rings. Oh, Ike, you're an angel, but where are your wings?
Hoodledang, fall-de-dido, hoodledang, fall-de-day. A miner come up, says, "Will you dance with me?"
"I will, you old hoss, if you don't make too free."
"And I'll tell you the reason, do you want to know why?"
"Doggone, yeah, I'm chuck full of strong ale, kill I."
Hoodledang, fall-de-dido, hoodledang, fall-de-day.
Well, Bill. Thank you, Burley. Milton.
Thank you.
Well, we got away with that one. Nobody got hurt. Milton, why don't we try another one?
Shoot.
Mm-hmm. In a canyon, in a cavern, excavating for a mine, dwelt a miner, 49er, and his daughter, Clementine.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling, Clementine. Thou art gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, my darling, Clementine.
Drove she ducklings to the water every morning just at nine.
Hit her foot against a splinter, fell into the foaming brine.
Ruby lips above the water, blowing bubbles soft and fine.
But alas, I was no swimmer. Bloop bleep rebop, bloop bleep Clementine.
Oh my darling,
oh my darling, oh my darling Clementine. Take the tenor and plant you now and dig you later, like a tater, Clementine.
Well, I think Bing Crosby and Burl Ives had fun singing that song about two ladies, Sweet Bexy from Pipe and Clementine. The other voice you heard was Ken Carpenter, who was the announcer on Bing Crosby's radio show for Philco back in 1947. Mitzi was written by Errol Garner with lyrics by Johnny Burke in 1954, and I played a recording of that one by Sarah Vaughan. In 1944, Gordon Jenkins and Bob Russell wrote a song, No Other Love. It became a hit for Vera Lynn, and then about 12 years later, in 1956, Perry Como had a hit record of No Other Love. I'm going to play a recording of that song by an Australian singer, Ross Higgins. No Other Love, adapted from a Chopin melody by Gordon Jenkins and Bob Russells, sung by Ross Higgins in that recording, which would have been made in Sydney in the mid to late 1950s, I would think. That was David Rose and his orchestra playing David Rose's composition, Holiday for Strings. David Rose established a very successful career as an orchestra leader and songwriter in Great Britain, but he was born in England. The next two songs that you'll hear were introduced in a New York show in 1926.
Trees singing weird melodies, so they called it the start of the blues. Then from the jail came a whale of a down. A new note, they shoved it through a heart till it was worn into a blue note. Yes, yes, they nursed it and they rehearsed it.
Happy, I can be sad, I can be good, or I can be bad. It all depends on you. I can be lonely out in a crowd, I can be humble, I can be proud. It all depends on you. can save money or spend it. Go right on living or end it. You're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I can be beggar, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you.
Just heard a couple of songs that were written by the songwriting trio of De Silva, Brown and Henderson for a New York review called George White's Scandals in 1926. Diana Washington sang The Birth of the Blues, plus a little bit of something else about not hurting her. And then Johnny Ray with Billy Taylor's quartet in 1958 recorded It All Depends on You.
Silver beams will bring love.
Well, that was a theme from a French film. The English title would have been A Man and a Woman. I believe in French it's something like Un homme et la femme. And it was written by Francis Lay, and you heard Stanley Black's orchestra playing the theme from that film. And before that, By the Light of the Silvery Moon. That was an old one, introduced in 1909 in one of the Ziegfeld Follies reviews. Music by Gus Edwards, lyrics by Edward Madden, and By the Light of the Silvery Moon was played by Primo Scala's accordion band. The accordion's not an instrument we hear very often, is it? I'm soon going to be playing a trio of instruments that we don't hear very often.
Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two
or three
or four
or five
or maybe more.
Lovely. For me and my
girl. Thank you.
I said at the start of the program that good old songs live forever. Well, the last two songs that you heard were old. I think they were good. I hope that you agree with me. The first, For Me of My Gal, written in 1917, sung by Judy Garland and Gene Kelly. And then you heard Peg of My Heart. Fred Fisher composed that for the Ziegfeld Follies show of 1913. It was played by Jerry Murad's Harmonicats. And that was a trio of harmonica players, each playing a different harmonica, different kind of pitch.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're a fantasy, then I'm content to be in love with lovely you and pray my dream comes true. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance
Young Frank Sinatra sang, If You Are But a Dream.
Takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. You can sail on a ship by yourself, take a nap or a nip by yourself. You can get into debt on your own. There are lots of things that you can do alone, but it takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. say it takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. You can croon to the moon by yourself. You can laugh like a loon by yourself. Spend a lot, go to pot on your own. There are lots of things that you can do alone. Yeah, but it takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. One more time, it takes two to tango, to the tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. It takes two, takes two. Darling, it always takes two, and I'm with you.
That was Pearl Bailey singing Takes Two to Tango, written by Dick Manning and Al Hoffman. And that recording by Pearl Bailey reached the top of the Australian charts in 1953, Takes Two to Tango.